Hear further from the word of the Lord, continuing in the 15th chapter of Genesis. And he said to him, I am Yehovah, who brought thee out from Ur of the Chaldees, to give thee this land, to possess it. And he said, Lord Yehovah, by what shall I know that I shall possess it? And he said to him, Take thee a heifer of 3 years, and a she-goat of 3 years, and a ram of 3 years, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took to him all of these, and parted them in the midst, and put each part to meet its companion. And the birds he did not part. And the swooping fowls came down upon the carcasses, and Abram caused them to fly away. And it was that the sun set, and a deep sleep fell on Abram, and behold, a terror of great darkness falling on him. And he said to Abram, Knowing thou shalt know that thy seed shall be a sojourner in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also upon the nation whom they shall serve, I will do judgment. And after this, they shall go out with great acquisition. And thou shalt come to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried with good gray hairs. And in the fourth generation they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet consummated. And it was that the sun set, and it was dusk, and behold, a smoking oven, and a torch of fire that passed between what was severed. In that day, Yehovah made a covenant with Abram, saying, To thy seed I will give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenite and the Kenizzite and the Kadmonite, and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Rephaim, and the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Girgashite and the Jebusite. We also read from the Arcana Celestia part of the explanation of this chapter. Here in the internal sense are continued the things concerning the Lord after he had endured in childhood the most severe combats of temptations, which were directed against the love which he cherished toward the whole human race, and in particular toward the church. And therefore, being anxious concerning their future state, a promise was made to him. But it was shown at the same time what the state of the church would become toward its end when it would begin to expire. But still, a new church would revive, which would take the place of the former, and the heavenly kingdom would be immensely increased. On that day, Yehovah made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed I will give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. This signifies the Lord's consolation after these temptations and horrors. That these things brought comfort to the Lord following temptations and their horrors becomes clear without explanation. For after those grim events which he had witnessed, that is to say, after he had put to flight the evils and falsities meant by the birds of prey or swooping fowls that came down on the carcasses and that Abram drove away, gross falsities nevertheless entered into him, such as horrified him, meant by the terror of a great darkness which came over Abram in a deep sleep. This, together with the fact that in the end, sheer falsities and evils took possession of the human race, meant by the smoking oven and the flame of a torch which passed between what was severed, inevitably caused him distress and grief. Comfort, therefore, follows now, namely, that his seed will inherit the land, that is, those who have charity and faith in him will become heirs of his kingdom. The salvation of the human race was for him the only comfort, for he was moved by divine and celestial love, even as regards the human essence. He became that divine and celestial love in which the love for all is solely regarded and is at heart. That such is the nature of the divine love becomes clear from the love of parents toward their children, in that it increases with every descending degree of affinity, that is, it becomes greater towards later generations than towards immediate offspring. Nothing ever exists without a cause or origin, and therefore this love towards descendants, present in the human race and ever increasing with each successive generation, cannot exist without a cause. The cause and origin of that love are attributable solely to the Lord, from whom all conjugal love and love of parents towards children flow. The source of that love is His love, which is such that He loves all as a father loves his sons and wishes to make all his heirs and provides an inheritance for those yet to be born as He does for those born already. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.